You're listening to SBS News.
香港人!
A sea of umbrellas as far as the eye can see.
香港人!
Even the heavy rain and stifling heat couldn't deter protesters from pouring onto the streets of Hong Kong. Organisers claim there were 1.7 million people in the crowd, a mix of young and old residents, many with children in tow. Demonstrators started filtering into Victoria Park in the early afternoon, where police had approved a public gathering for what is the 11th week of pro-democracy rallies in the city. But the sheer size of the turnout meant it wasn't long until people spilled out onto the side streets and eventually into several suburbs. After weeks of violent clashes between protesters and police, Sunday's demonstration was seen as peaceful. Protester Vika Chan says it is a reflection on Hong Kong.
Now, this protest is actually a very good testimonial to show that actually Hong Kongers are very peaceful. We are expressing our views very peacefully, not violently. And this is what the government wants. This is what the government demands. And it is actually the best time for them to positively respond to our demand.
Another demonstrator, Alice Ng, agrees.
You see our government use violence and the thing is getting worse. But I think you can see this is peaceful. And when we have the stamp on, we should express ourselves. It is our responsibility.
But just across the border in Shenzhen, hundreds of Chinese troops remain on standby, relaxing and playing football, surrounded by dozens of trucks and armoured vehicles. From the People's Armed Police, they have been training for days at the site, fueling speculation that they could be sent in at any moment to suppress Hong Kong demonstrations. Paired with dramatic music, it depicts troops rehearsing crowd control techniques, dressed in all black, with heavy shields and weaponry. China's government in recent weeks has been equating protesters with terrorists who want to undermine the country. But prominent Hong Kong activist Joshua Wong has told Sky News sending troops into Hong Kong is not the way out of the situation. He is calling on world leaders to put pressure on Chinese President Xi Jinping.
I urge Prime Minister and world leaders from UK and all over the world, they should speak up for Hong Kong and send message to President Xi. Massacre should not happen in such global city.
Mr. Wong says protesters are exercising their democratic rights and are not planning to give up before their demands are met. He did add, however, that without global intervention, he is concerned Hong Kong could see a violent Tiananmen Square-style crackdown when the Chinese military attacked student protesters in Beijing in 1989.
In the battle of David versus Goliath, we try our best and put pressure on Beijing. And now, when how Beijing moved the troops to the border, people really worry about the next Tiananmen Square massacre 3 decades ago in Beijing might happen in Hong Kong.
But Sunday's peaceful rally was far from the violent scenes at Hong Kong airport just a few days earlier. The sit-ins, which forced the cancellation of hundreds of flights and saw protesters assault a police officer and take two Chinese men hostage, were widely condemned. Hong Kong lawyer Johnny Ip Chun Yuen says demonstrators should be careful as the consequences could be severe.
If they defy the legal basis and sound legal system of Hong Kong, which is unacceptable in our society, they will only face imprisonment. We should tell the young people that if imprisonment is the only result, they need to think about what they're doing carefully.
Some were concerned the airport violence might have undermined public support for the pro-democracy movement, but Sunday's enormous turnout says otherwise. Instead, it inspired hundreds of thousands more to turn up in a show of peace. Amelia Dunn, SBS World News.